Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Day of May 2012, and we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours. John Rappaport, investigative journalist, will be joining us with government documents where they admit they're killing hundreds of thousands a year with deadly prescription drugs and hospital malfunctions. So that is coming up in the third hour today, at least part of the third hour today. John will be joining us. That said, I am not going to lead off the broadcast today with the Obama birth certificate news. I am going to do that and try to contain myself and be focused at the bottom of the hour, because I happened to see a newscast this morning on Infowars.com out of Houston that brought up, like warfare, flashbacks, trauma. And I'm going to cover that first, and I ask God to help me control myself and actually make all the points and be focused and not go into a rage. There is a systematic program killing thousands of children a year in the United States by design. The government tortures the children to death over a long period of time. And this is done in front of everyone. And I have seen it myself, and I am a coward. I discovered this was going on about 14, 15 years ago, when I'd been on air a few years, and people would come to me for help in Central Texas. The more I would help people, the more I would discover. And I found out that they were kidnapping people's children to sell them, but they were also doing medical experiments on them. And I would go to people's homes and see the photographs and home movies of their children, and then hear about them dying in CPS custody or going from, you know, 60 pounds down to 20 pounds. Concentration camp victims. I caught police choking women to make them sign documents to hand their children over. The problem is, see, I have extreme feelings of violence. And then when I hold back the violence, I become physically ill. And I understand why people ignore evil and ignore tyranny, because you don't want to admit it's going on. And then what do you do about it? And so these are areas that I've pretty much ignored, but I realize the base of my rage is the abuse of children. That's where all the rage, all the energy, all the hatred that has been useful in waking people up has come from. That's why it's so real. But I have to transcend it. We have to transcend it from abject disgust and hatred and sorrow for these children to being champions and going up against these people. I've got to reassess everything I do and take action, because, you know, we hit on so many fronts, we cover such a spectrum of information, but the one thing that's so painful, I won't cover it as much as I should, and I won't go out and personalize it and show you these people, is the children and the crying innocent parents. So that's coming up. Also, some good news. House approves amendment to limit Pentagon drone spying on Americans. Our report of spy drone almost causes mid-air collision with jet over Denver. FAA investigating. That's up on drudgereport.com, which means it's going to make it viral. I want to thank the Drudge Report for covering that real news. Our other report, our flashback to the AP saying Obama was born in Kenya, that is up at Drudge as well. Stay with us.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with Eat Foods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. Eat Foods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with Eat Foods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eatfoodsdirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Barack Obama's wife, Michelle Obama, has said twice on video, we played it here, in 07 and 08, that her husband was born in Kenya and went back to his homeland of Kenya. They've given us a fake birth certificate, undoubtedly fake. He had the name Barry Sotero. He gave up his U.S. citizenship. He was signed up at a mosque as Muslim as a child. I'm not saying it's bad to be a Muslim. The point is, everything about Barack Obama that we've been told is a lie. We don't know who he is. I was not a birther 4.5 years ago, but in the last three I have been because the evidence is overwhelming. And it was like a punch in the stomach yesterday when Breitbart, I saw the Breitbart link, and it was confirmed. They've confirmed that his publicist, his literary publicist, for 17 years, I said 14 in my video I did last night, it's 17, excuse me, from 1991 to 2007, in scores of press releases and official publications, first black president of the Harvard Law Review, born in Kenya, raised in Indonesia and Hawaii, which is exactly the case. And then you've got the Kenyan government saying, yes, his birth records have been cut out criminally. That's an official White House request by Bush. We later learned secretly to find out because Hillary was running around saying it during the campaign. And they said, yes, his birth records have been cut out. That's smoking gun. But when you add that for 16 and a half, 17 years, his publicist, his spokesperson, in book deals he had, promoted him as Kenyan-born, and then you've got his wife saying he was born in Kenya, his grandmother says he was. When Corsi flew over there a few years ago to try to go to the hospital records, they detained him and put him on house arrest until he could get a plane ticket and threw him out of the country. Now, again, people say, well, so what if he's a foreigner, not really American-born? The issue is he's blackmailed, ladies and gentlemen, by Hillary. This is the third Clinton administration. And yes, the archive.org, we have screenshots of it. It's up on Drudge Report, drudgereport.com. It's up at Infowars.com. The AP was reporting in 2009 that he was Kenyan-born because they were going off his bio. You can go to my website, Infowars.com, read our articles. We have links to Michelle saying we went back and visited his home country, his homeland, Kenya. This is the reality. And the Breitbart people are so scared, and they should be. They should dump everything out. They know. They're like, we apologize. We don't think he was born in Kenya, but it does say he was born in Kenya, and this was put out for 16-plus years. It's just like people can't believe the NDAA. They can't believe the drones. They can't believe talking streetlights that listen to you and spy on you. They can't believe the CIA director says, yeah, all the new appliances have tech in them watching and listening to you, and the smart meters are controlling them. People can't believe tyranny, and that's why tyranny is almost always able to take over. Because people don't learn from history. This is a big, smoking, giant, stinking, most disgusting scientific tyranny anybody has ever seen. It knows what it's doing. It is in everybody's face. It is breaking people's wills. And it is moving into high gear. Red alert. Red alert. Red alert. It was Hillary's campaign that came out and said, where was he born? And then when she couldn't beat him, they made a deal at Bilderberg. We were there covering it. No one else was in the corporate whore media. And now here we are, 4 years later, and it's the Clintons' third term. They own Obama. They run in the Chicago mob, all of it. That's why Corzine could steal billions and get caught lying to Congress, doesn't get in trouble. That's why Obama could say, I'm launching wars because the UN said so. I mean, the president is a completely compromised, total, over-the-top, blackmailed teleprompter reader. He is the ultimate puppet, the maximum puppet. Everything Webster Tarpley said 4 years ago when we shot the Obama deception, before Obama was in office, when he was president-elect, I started making it the day he won. And you watch that film, 40-plus million views total online, free, and it's like prophecy. Everything we said he'd do, he did. Not hard. It's like if you know football and a coach you've been watching for 10 years goes to a new team, you know they're about to change up their defense and offense, and you know the plays and what they're going to do. I mean, you know that coach. I knew who his bosses were, who his financiers were, who he appointed, who he was getting. I knew exactly what he was going to do from A to Z, and it wasn't hard to know. Once you know reality, once you're not buying into the mainstream media garbage, you really know how stuff works, it's not hard. It's simple. But there's one thing that's hard. And that's finding out just how evil these people are. Because then you know you've got a giant responsibility to do something and to say something and to risk your life. And now I am personally far beyond even worrying about myself, my family, my children. Because I know if we don't beat this, there's no future anyways. You understand that? There are things bigger than yourself, bigger than your family. And I got hit with an epiphany. I already knew this. Everybody knows this. But it really hit me how important it is. We're in the shape we are because we've been taught about the me generation, where people get off on their neighbor's failing, get off on others having a problem. They don't care as long as it's not them. People join the system and they think it's funny what's going on. They think it's a shield, something valuable that they don't care about others. When you create a society like that, everything starts rotting and falling apart and degenerating. When you do as thou wilt, when you only care about yourself, you create a hellish world. But the do as thou wilt crowd is scientifically genius when it comes to evil. They know how to get most people to join evil and being selfish and thinking they're getting ahead. But with those that are good of heart and have common sense and come from good bloodlines of people that had love and decency, more and more I realize that's why the elite are into this. It's true. Just like with breeds of dogs, there's sweet ones and there's mean ones. There's gregarious and true to the end, and there's wicked. And by breeds, I mean even within subgroups of so-called human race and different groups, there's different bloodlines within those groups. And they know how to target those of us that are good at heart. I'm as wicked as the day is long. Areas of my mind, I can see what the evil sees. You see, really good people actually can see the evil and the good. But that is a more rare type. You know, most people that are just good are good and trusting and are not full spectrum. And they cannot understand what's happening. They don't understand the enemy. They can't think like the enemy. They can't get in the enemy's mind. They're sheep. They're not sheepdogs. I'm a sheepdog. Many people are sheep. Many are wolves. The globalists try to convert sheep sympathizers to serve the wolves, believing they're going to win, but they're still stupid sheep. So you have these meek, well-meaning people who get manipulated through guilt and systems to actually serve the dark side by following false propaganda templates that actually aid and abet the system of evil. And then when the good sheep, but the naive sheep, are confronted with this, they always want to defend the evil and make excuses because they don't want to believe that they've signed on to a lie and something bad. They don't want to believe they've been wrong. But to all of you yuppies and trendies and every race, color, religion, and creed's got them, who think it's funny and who think laughing at corruption is funny and who think that rationalizing things and making excuses for it and only caring about yourself, it's a gross analogy, but I have to use it because it's the only way to really document it. Why do you not like going to a big city pool? Because there's hundreds of people in it and none of them care about anybody else and they're urinating in the pool. Sometimes you'll get even a 10-year-old kid who's lazy. They'll get in the pool and crap in it. Excuse my French. Now, that's what tyranny and corruption is. See, they sell sin and wickedness and corruption like it's sexy and fun and neat. That's the surface. The truth is about evil is it's basically everybody getting in the pool and going to the bathroom. You're like, ha-ha, they're all going to be in my you-know-what. You're in theirs, too. You understand that? And then you're in a world of you know what. And the truth is, people that give in to evil, most of them do it because they're scared of it. Most people that go out and embrace Satanism, Luciferianism, worldliness, all of this, that do it on the surface, they do it because it scares them. They're perceptive enough. That's why many people who would have been champions for good end up joining evil. But they still have good in them. In their spirit, in their bloodline, in their history, they still have a chance. And that's why the dark side, the true dark workers, they hate you. Those of you, their power slave servants who are good, who are stronger than them, and even stronger in evil because of the good you have, that's why they always destroy you and hate you. I'm giving you the deepest secrets here. I hope you realize this. We come back, we are going to go into the heart of darkness. the absolute heart of human sacrifice of children publicly in America. Oh, yes.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best arable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Story today. No, I'm not talking about drones. I'm not talking about people being arrested now for buying raw milk. They're now going after the consumers all over the country. California, Minnesota, you name it. It's on. No, I'm not talking about all that. I want to go directly to the heart of the matter here with you today. Now, this morning I got up at about 6:30 and went into Infowars.com to see what was being posted in the early morning hours and saw a video linked to My Fox Houston. 3-year-old in CPS care, overprescribed psychiatric drugs. And I thought, overprescribed, what does that mean? And that's the same talking point they use in all of the articles I have. Oh, they put the average child they grab on 7 psychotropic drugs, then they start having seizures, then they put them on anti-seizure medication, and a lot of the time they end up dying. A WOAI-TV investigation in San Antonio showed. And on average, 69% of foster children in the U.S. are on psychotropics, and on average, they are on 7. And in every case, watching this newscast, it shows 400-pound CPS workers, black social workers. There's 3 types of social workers. There's the pot-bellied, mustache pedophile, male. There's the fat weirdo white woman, and then there's the giant fat black woman. I don't know why, but that's what they all look like. And they're laughing. It's real funny. They've been trying to get this little girl for 3 years off and on grabbing her. They've got photos and video of her before they got her for 2 months. Afterwards, she looked like a concentration camp victim. You got to go to Infowars.com watch the video and see it for yourself if you're a radio listener. And I'm watching this video, and I'm having flashbacks to going to family court, which is really eugenics court here in Austin, 14, 15 years ago, when I really got into focusing on it and covering it almost every day, and how they would take poor people's children at birth for no reason, or their favorite thing is to test the mother who doesn't know they're going into a prison camp, and they find marijuana in her blood, a lot of times falsely, and they take the child. And they take babies at age 1 and put them on Prozac because crying is mentally ill for a baby. I'm not joking. They put 1-year-olds on it. Look it up. Tens of thousands of 2-year-olds. And they turn them into zombies. And that's even better because then they get more federal funding to do that. Now that they're an at-needs, at-risk child. Now, once they've got them about age 7 and they can't talk and they're zombies, they then take them and chain them down and test drugs and chemicals and pesticides on them. Source on that, New York Daily News. Because I went back this morning and printed 10 or so mainstream articles where they admit they test pesticides on them. So let me explain again. They take them when they're done with them, and they've sucked millions out of them, federal and state funds, once they make you disabled. And I've had the doctors on. I've met the families whose children they've killed. And I've been at their houses with the families where they're showing their little 3-year-old daughter. It's little girls is their favorite to kill. They kill them. And they're laughing, running around totally normal. And then you see the autopsy photos. And, of course, CPS has the government behind them. They don't get in trouble. They're dying corps usually. You see them. They look like what you see in the Nazi Germany film footage. Eyes sunk in. They look like a wraith, and they win. They kill them. They win, and nobody's coming to save them. Nobody's coming to help them, and they kill tens of thousands of them a year, conservatively. You can look it up. You're 5 times more likely to die in foster care than in any other parents, grandparents, you name it. You are 7 times more likely, look these up, these are Justice Department's own numbers, they're very proud of them, to be raped or get an STD while in their care. And we just allow this. No one is their champion, no one stands for them. In fact, to the contrary, everywhere is give money to CPS, little baskets at the gas stations, and give money to the foster care facilities filled with child-raping pedophiles, and worse.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
All right, guys, listen up, because it's time to man up. Are you laying on the couch tired and unmotivated? Are you losing muscle and gaining fat? Have you lost the drive in your romantic life? Then you've really got to try Ageless Male. Ageless Male is a natural supplement clinically shown to boost testosterone levels within a normal, healthy range. This is the game changer you've been waiting for. Ageless Male supports healthy energy production in your body and muscle health with your workouts. And it's clinically shown to boost desire, drive, and performance in your romantic life. So if you're ready to go from tired to feeling desired, call for your risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the man you used to be. Just call 1-800-437-1126. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
About how I have fame, I have fortune. The New World Order's ignored everything we do. That's only made us bigger. It's only given us the seal of authenticity. And none of it means anything. Not knowing movie stars, not knowing famous people, not knowing Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura, not knowing, you know, Beatles and people like that. None of that means anything other than the fact that I would give my life up. I would give everything up to be able to defend one of these children in the clutches of the Child Pedophile Services, CPS, nationwide, worldwide, is the same model. And this isn't hyperbole I'm talking about here. And again, I raise the point of being successful, reaching millions and millions of people a day and growing exponentially. I raise that point not to say, oh, I'm a big shot, to say the opposite. This morning, I was going to go for a jog to be healthy, and I couldn't do it. I went in and sat on the floor and played with my little daughter and played hide and seek and stuff. Which I normally do in the morning, but then I go jog, and I spent time with her. And I just imagined and empathized with all these families having their children taken because their child falls off a jungle gym, or because they say that, you know, they went in to get surgery and the hospital doesn't tell you, by the way, we're running your, you know, your blood extrajudicially without a warrant to take your children from you so the government can drug them. And I just stood there in the hallway before I went in and took a shower. And I just thought about, wow, none of this really matters. And one of the final chunks of my ego burned away. And one of the final chunks of fear that I didn't even know I had burned away. And in its place, an absolute total commitment to do more, and a true realization of just how pathetic I am and how I have this incredible platform and I am not dedicated. I am pathetic. And a lot of people would look at that and say, Alex, you are incredibly dedicated more than anybody. Yeah, and that shows how pathetic we all are. And that's why I'm talking about myself, because it's a journey we're all having or should be having. It's a discussion we should be having. When you're self-centered and you automatically put blinders on because you can't believe how hardcore reality is, you allow evil to continue to operate and expand. And I just thought about how the final level of fear that I have is the fear of the pain, because I do have empathy. That's my strength, is that I am connected to others. I know you are as well. And the world, the system, seeks to remove that from us. They are selling us on torture and secret arrest, and the TV shows put down children and talk about how they're scum and old people are gross and all of this so that we won't stand together as humans, as this alien force of psychopaths, alien to what true humanity is, this mutated, disgusting guild of control freaks and scum and perverts that form these colony systems of government and mega corporations that are mining us and feeding on us and attacking humanity. I just want to see us rise against them and grapple and grab their arms and just slowly, inexorably, with total commitment and dedication, rip their arms out of their sockets. And I mean that figuratively, because that's where the real power is spiritually. And then taking that spiritual energy, that truth, and pouring it into the enemy by the force of will, just leaning our weight against them. You want to suffocate us? We're going to lean against you with total dedication and commitment of victory over you. Because I have seen it, I have witnessed things that you cannot believe. If I told you, and I have told you, you cannot understand until you've seen it. One cannot be told about evil. You have to experience it first. I had a devil went down to Georgia experience yesterday. I was driving along to the country and came to this low water crossing. And there, parked on their motorcycle, sitting there in the sunshine with birds tweeting, was a very famous person who's known for being evil. And I stopped and I looked out the window and he said, "Finally we meet." And I pulled over and got out and talked to the person. And it was just bizarre. Maybe I'll get him on the show sometime. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the spirit world is real. The new world order is real. And the slow, tortured murder of our children is real. You know, they tell you 52 million aborted babies since 74, the year I was born. Roe v. Wade was, 73, went into place the next year. It's taken 52 million Americans and blasted them into infinity. They don't get to go to school. They don't get to be cool. But now the eugenicists, the heads of major universities, Peter Singer and others say, the heads of major departments, we're going to get rid of babies up to age 3. And Bill Gates laughs and says, we don't give grandma treatment. You get 10 jobs. And the women, the teachers, ooh, they clap. Jack Bauer tortures somebody's kid in front of him in a simulated torture to get the answers, and he saves the day. Devil got you. Could you ever have imagined? Could you ever have imagined that you would be cheering the torture of children in front of their parents? To get Al-Qaeda, of course, who publicly works for the Pentagon. Did you ever think? Let me get to the main news here before I get into the other big news. Obama, in his own official PR press releases for 16 and a half years, saying he was born in Kenya. Before I get to that, I want to get into the top story here. And to get to this news story today and this newscast I'm going to play part of, and if you're a radio listener, it doesn't do justice unless you go and watch the video. And I'm going to have Kurt repost it on the main page. It's already scrolled off. It was put up there early this morning. Just look at the breaking news red link, and it'll take you into the RSS feed. You can find it. 3-year-old in CPS care overprescribed psychotropic drugs. You have to see the video. You have to see her healthy, happy, running around giggling. 2 months after they have her, drooling, looks like a concentration camp victim, rotten teeth. And that's the standard deal. Because I've seen seen their little gravestones. I've seen their dead bodies in photos. I've opened the door when the woman's calling me saying, they're here, they're taking my baby. And you get there and the little blue-collar family's there, but they got a blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby. And you open the door, and the cop is choking the woman, saying, sign it. And then the cop looks up, and you're looking into a demonic demon's eyes, and they smile because they know you can either take them there and go to prison for the rest of your life, or I then aided and abetted the evil and stood down as the wraiths took the child. I aided and abetted it right there. That's why don't ever call me and tell me I'm good and how great I am. You understand? You should be ashamed of yourself as well. Our best works are dirty rags. And again, I'm not afraid of going to prison standing up against these people. I know I've got to stand and testify so that those that are on the fence in this evil are given a choice. That's why I'm here, is so you can make a decision who you serve. It's the most important decision you're ever going to make. And you got to serve somebody, just like Bob Dylan says. You got to serve somebody. As for me and my house, I know who I serve. And watching the video, my wife was walking in while I was watching her this morning. She brought me some coffee, and she's like, oh, so horrible. And then we don't have fights hardly ever. We had a little bit of argument an hour later because we were upset. I came in here to the office. There was some problems. I blew up. And it's because this stuff gets to us. As humans, we see little humans being hurt. It's normal. I mean, you try to go up and hurt a calf in a field. Normally, docile cows are going to run you over. It's the same thing. And we're not cows, folks. We're aggressive, intelligent, powerful creatures who fought our way through so much to build a civilization, only to let a subgroup of predators set up a predatory system over humanity. And I said, I've got to do a report on this today. I've got to break down how it's premeditated and why they're doing it. You know, as the epiphanies and understandings are hitting me of the years of knowledge, as I access all that data and it sweeps over me, the full spectrum of the master plan, the pain, the horror, the desire to defeat it and stop it and somehow be articulate enough to reach out to you and somehow find that lever, that switch I flip to turn humanity loose to defeat these people. And so I spent about 20 minutes and I sent these articles to the crew, but I want you to have this journey. Go to the NSA search engine, Google, or go to startpage.com. Go there and just type in foster children pesticide, foster children medical experimentation, foster children radiation experimentation, foster children, dioxin experimentation. Foster children, sterilized. Foster children, dead. Foster child, dead, 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 dead. Foster children, 5 times more likely to be abused or to be on drugs. 7 times more likely to be sexually abused. DynCorp, child trafficking rings. DynCorp, CPS contractors. Do it. Do it. Go look and see what I've seen. And this is just one avenue of what I've got to watch go on and know is going on everywhere. And I just want to find the lever to stop these people. That lever is you. You know, you Masons out there claim you're such humanitarians. You're so many times raising money for the CPS and all these groups doing it. And I want you to know that. So if you claim you were good at some time in history, okay, where are you fighting this? You police claim you're so good, and when somebody kidnaps a kid, you make a big deal out of it and grandstand and get police up there and cry and stuff. Okay, do something about this. Do something about your special units that are assigned to this in every county, in every city. I don't care what your bosses say. I don't care what anybody says. You need to do what it takes to stop it. Or you know what? You're aiding and abetting it. Just by... I feel totally guilty and horrible and dirty just fighting it for years and then getting so sick by it that I had to still talk about it on air, but back off from it. You go out and help these people. Let me tell you something. You're going to lead a cursed life. You don't have to worry about Alex Jones coming and popping you with, you know, my fist or something. Let me tell you something, folks. God's real. The world's real. What comes around goes around is real. And you know it. That's why the hair's crawling on the back of your neck right now. That's God saying, I'm knocking at the door. And if you know, people need to come to the altar, and I mean in front of God, in front of goodness, in front of everything, and admit we've been evil, admit we've been wrong, and say, we're not going to put up with this anymore. CPS is the most abusive, wicked, evil system, and it's the same thing worldwide. I got articles here where they're taking people's kids in Australia. Family courts are. There's no law because they're not vaccinating. But the court says we say that's abuse, not a real court. That's in the news today. It's the same in Australia, same in Europe. It's a global standardized program where there's bounties. And each year, CPS has to get more to get their roughly 30% of their funding from the feds. They also get their funding boosted by grabbing the child. And they say this on the news. When the child cries, they grab your 2-year-old, your 4-year-old, they cry, they immediately put them on hardcore Valium-type drugs and stuff even more hardcore. I mean, you read the list, antipsychotics, lithium, and the children in these videos have their tongues hanging out, rotten teeth, and stop eating and die. They actually kill them. That's why they had a CPS doctor go public 5 years ago in WOAI-TV and radio. You can look that up. Foster children, prescribed psychotropic drugs, prescription drugs, WOAI, the article pops up. And they point out there, 2/3 plus are on it. And the doctor says, yeah, I've been working in the CPS for a few years. I see them bring in totally healthy 5, 6, 7-year-old children and 3-year-olds as well. And he says, within 6 months, they're on 7 drugs. Then they're having seizures from them. Then they put them on seizure drugs. Then they do brain surgery. Then they die. I mean, folks, it'd be one thing if they took them up on an altar, you know, with black robes on and chopped their hearts out. That would be more, or just torture them for a few hours as Satanists do. That's a loving death as they scream and beg for mommy. Just like that man did as the police beat him to death over 10 minutes. That's a loving death compared to begging for their mommy in the dark in these facilities full of all these other kids, strapping them down, drugging them, and killing them. And I've got the articles right here. Look them up. Goes over it. 2 out of 3 foster children in Texas on psychotropic drugs, WOAI, and then you read about what they're doing to them. The average is 7. We went to the state of Texas, and in hearings, the head psychiatrist said they got bad genes. They deserve it. That clip's an endgame. And laughed. It's funny. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to play part of this newscast when we come back. But these children are under attack right now. What are you doing to protect them?
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal minds. And poets will write again.
I am a Midwest farmer. I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. The rain hasn't fallen since the middle of July.
You see, and if it don't come, every authoritarian state seeks to take children. The bankman says he likes the Soviets did it. The Nazis did it. The communist Chinese have done it. The Romans did it. Every culture does this. Every corrupt empire system. Because evil people have had the same taste throughout history. They like to hurt kids. That's the ultimate wicked exercise of power. The entities that are in them, if you believe in God or for whatever, might as well be a demon, they enjoy it. And I've seen them. I have faced them. And they are pure evil, 1 billion times more evil than the fake Al-Qaeda. And they are now, in the name of Al-Qaeda, training your children to be molested at the airports. People used to say, get the government out of my bedroom. Now they got the low-flush toilets that don't work. Get them out of my bathroom. How about get the government out of my pants? Now, it's a 7-minute news report. And, you know, they say the parents were caught. She had the little girl 3 years ago. They tested her blood, marijuana, boom, took her child. They don't tell you you have the right to remain silent. There's no warrant. We're taking your blood. Oh, it's a danger for the child. But they want to give you all these vaccines that are deadly with mercury in them. Again, they claim they're fighting a mother on marijuana. And then their evil is a billion times worse. So they took the child in. They battled, got her back. And the parents are these country types who think it's cool to recreationally. I know this type from Houston. Yeah, we did some cocaine. And the woman went in to get, you know, tested. And they're like, you know, borderline, blue collar, you know, trashy in my view. If I had them on air, I'd tell them that. But the grandmother's fighting for them. And so they take her again. But then what do they do to the little girl? They put her on a whole bunch of antipsychotics because the little happy 3-year-old, when you see the video, healthy, happy, was crying for mommy. That's called mental illness. And of course, CPS lied and said she wasn't on drugs. Turned out it was a whole bunch of them. So they take you and put you on stuff that literally rots your brain and your organs. Super toxic stuff because mommy was using drugs. But folks, I see cases where you won't take a vaccine. There's no law. They still, because you're ignorant, have the family court take your children. I see them do it on a host of issues. And again, they are 7 times more likely to sexually abuse children. There is no one in America statistically more evil. No kidding. And of course, who do they get? They get people out of the welfare system who were CPS themselves. In my experience, again, they're building armies out of inner city people. And you watch this video. It looks like self-propelled stomachs. I'm not trying to be mean. It's just that that's the archetype. Who are laughing. It's all funny to them. And, you know, even in rich areas of Austin, I talk to wealthy people who have children. And a neighbor just won't like them. And he'll say, I saw them beating their child. And they describe it as every time. Big, giant, 500-pound, 400-pound women show up, can hardly talk. Jack talking them, laughing at them, going, you know, saying, we're going to get you, rich man. I mean, so understand, folks, it's not just the poor people they've been feeding on now. They're going after everybody and nobody's safe. And I haven't even gotten to this newscast yet. It is unbelievable. It's at Infowars.com. Houston CPS forces 3-year-old to take overprescribed psychiatric drugs. And again, that's a story right there. Overprescribed. It's now over 2/3 are on it. And they admit she was never on drugs. She's now 4. Never had any problems. And she looks like a concentration camp victim. But see, then I got the other articles. I'm going to do a newscast on this tonight on the Nightly News, where they take foster children and actually test pesticide on them, killing them. But it's like, well, it's the government. I mean, you know, it's like testing on troops. The government's allowed to nerve gas troops. The government's pure evil.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.